So a woman is really a natural prophet. So if you want to hear something again, tell your wife. If you don't want to hear it again, don't tell her. If you want to hear something again, just tell a woman. I'll give an example between brother and sister Ashimelowo. Okay, watch this. Brother Matthew tells his wife, the Lord told me to build a school and do all this stuff and do this and do this and do this. And she goes, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good, honey. Praise the Lord. And she tells him, he tells all this stuff. And she said, praise the Lord. Fine. 10 months later, he's discouraged. He said, this ain't working. The people ain't cooperating. Can't get the property. I'm going to quit. And she says, quit what? And then she says, you told me that God told you. And then she lets him have it. Now,
this is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Oh! I'm Emmanuel's vein. They were. Yes, they were. Oh, I'm born again, free from sin, because I'm born again. Yes, I am. Oh, because one day.
Before your presence, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us, helping us to understand the mystery that you brought forth. And Lord, as we walk in the path of righteousness, We ask for your guidance. Ask for your instruction in scripture knowledge. Help us, dear God, to be that person that you've called us to be. That when we call on your holy and your precious name, you'd hear our cry. Come to our rescue. Look on this nation, even this day. Let us not be hypocritical, but let us be according to your word, that we can give glory, we can give honor, and give praise every day of our life to the goodness of God. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. We thank God and give God all the glory and the praise for which is deserving to him, Jesus Christ, our salvation, which is thankful to him, and the Holy Spirit, our keeper, which is reverence to him. I'm gracious to God today to stand before you all once again to rightly divide the word of truth. God has commissioned everybody he called that has been commissioned to go and do a job according to his will. If we do the job well enough, our prize is awaiting on us. If you mess the job up, he's so good to all you have to say is, Lord, I'm sorry, I messed up. And he'll redirect your path again. But when you are too bold, when you got too much pride in self to acknowledge that I messed up, then God can't dress you up. I'm honored today to be able to look at the word of God and to try to fall under the shelter of this word. The Lord has called many preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, deacons for the work of his ministry. He gave us an outline to go by, but most time we don't like to go by his outline because it's not heel tapping and kicking. So we want to do it our way. I sit there and begin to think about it. When this choir sing here, that's supposed to be our lifting spirit. That's supposed to drive our spirit way up, that we can accept the things of God and go with patience and be bold in whatever we do. That's why even when the King David used to go before Saul, go before the king, and to play music, when the king got mad, David went played and sung for him. And it lifted his spirit, changed his whole personality. When we sing, we're supposed to be elevating our voice to a level where even if I come into church today feeling bad, felt like somebody was against me or something, felt that I wasn't nobody, when that choir sing, it's supposed to elevate my spirit that I can receive that which God has in store for me. Then I can go on my mission. To all the preachers, we got a word today that been here since creation. It's been before us. It's been told to us. It been showed to us, and we're just sometimes slack in our duties to fulfill it in our life. Not because you don't know. It's because you don't show. And we need to show. Show what? Show Christ in our life. If I don't see Jesus in your life, I may not tell you to your face, but really I'm saying you don't have it. And you know you don't have it. See, when God calls you and sets you apart for the work of his ministry, what he does, he gives you the power of the Holy Spirit. You know when you're right, you know when you're wrong. That's why he say, call us servants. We're supposed to obey them that what? Have rule where? Over us. We thank God for you today. We're going to read from Matthew 6 chapter. I mean, no, I'm sorry. 28 chapter. 18, 19 through the 20s, verse. 19 through 20s. And 2 Timothy 2 and 2. Listen what the word said. Listen at what the word says. I didn't write this. You didn't write it. I know that. Ain't nobody else in here wrote it. But it's for us to take and live by and eat every day of our life. He has commissioned, especially to these preachers here, he has commissioned us. And let me read it as is. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And from 2 Timothy 2:2, it says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, hear me, who shall be able to teach others also. You may be seated. A task to fulfill the Great Commission. A task to fulfill the Great Commission. Now Jesus, that's what I love about him. Y'all got Bibles, you got that red writing there.
Yes, sir.
So don't holler about Paul say. I don't want you saying that. Paul say all that foolishness. I want you to hear what Jesus say now. Hear what Christ said. This is what he did. First of all, Jesus said he called us after his own heart. He called us after his own heart to teach us knowledge and understanding. That's what he said. That's the purpose of the preacher. Knowledge and understanding. You ain't preaching till the people understand what you say. You hear what I say? You had not preached until you understand what they said. Because anybody can come up here and make noise. But you got to come forth in the word of God and God back you up. When you bring forth the word, the Lord back you up. And then he say, not only have I called you, called to my purpose, called to my heart, but then I made you overseers. I need you to look over my heritage. I need you to look over the church that I built. How many times in life you hear preachers say, my church? You ain't even worthy. God, Jesus was worthy. He put you as overseers over the church, under shepherds over the church. What I look like coming in here and telling I'm the shepherd? That's foolishness. And I'm going to have to pay for that. God going to make me pay for that lie. I am the under shepherd. Been set apart for the work of the ministry. He said, go therefore, since I prepared, I call you, sanctify, I have kept you. Now what I need you to do, you got all the teaching and the ingredients that you need to go out into all the world. And what is the world thinks that's not of God? Now I'm sending you as sheep among wolves. I'm sending you somewhere where it's going to be tough. On you. I'm sending you somewhere where people are going to close their ears to you. People are going to refuse to hear what you got to say because they didn't say it. Think about that, preachers. Just because somebody don't listen to us, we got to tell it anyway. Somebody in the congregation want to hear what you got to say. Somebody need to hear what you got to say. I don't care how great or how small the church is, there's somebody in the congregation that need to hear what you've got to say. It's going to elevate their spirit. So he said to us, so you go. Therefore, that's an adverb. showing action and mortifying at the same time. Go do what I told you to do. Go admonish people. And what I want you to do is teach all nations. What are you saying, Smith? Make disciples of everybody that you can get saved. Make disciples of them. Put them, and if they were to, hand them the mantle and let them go as well. That's a purpose that we need to go. All nations. Nation classified as a personal individual as well as a group of people or a nation or a governing body. Teach them to observe all things. Listen at me good. Teach them now. You got to teach folks. And they got to have evidence of what you're saying that they can go by and know that you're not lying to them. Teach them to observe all things. He said here, watch this now. To all nations, teach all nations. If there's anybody in the congregation that's not teachable, well, you need to come teach me, because I am teachable. I'm always willing to learn and advance myself in the ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are some people that had set up a roadblock for you. They don't want you to tell them nothing. They don't want you to preach to them, but they want you to preach to them. They want to preach to you. That ain't going to go long. They soon going to be cut down like the grass. Soon going to be cut down. That's God's way of doing it now. That's not Lionel's way. That's God's way of doing it. We have to do it as God say do it. And say, once you get them to see the light, say, baptize them. Watch it. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Watch this. That's called the Trinity. That's called the Godhead bodily. That's giving respect to all God heritage. All parts of God you give honor to them. So then, if we give honor to that which honor is due, then we get the blessing of God. He said, baptize them in the name of who? Father. This Jesus teaching y'all of the Son and what else? And of the Holy Ghost. None of them was left out. In the day's time, we look over people. We leave them out. We figure they ain't important. But God said, go baptize them in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Now watch what he said. Teaching, making disciples of all those that will hear you. Now, those that don't want to hear, that's on their shoulder. They have to give an account of that, because see, what you're going to do to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Don't you know if you resist me and I'm in the word of God, I'm in the will of God, I'm doing what God says, if you resist me, don't you know you're resisting God? We ain't catch that, huh? See, he called and set me apart for the work of the ministry, for the overseeing of the body of Christ. I am not God. I am the under shepherd over a flock of people. If I'm not in the word, then I'm in the wrong place. It says, making disciples of men, teaching them to observe what? All things. Now watch what it says. Now don't get carried away. Yes, teaching them to observe all things. Watch this. Whatsoever I have commanded you. What Jesus taught me, I'm supposed to teach you the very thing. And then Jesus said, I taught not a word, but except for parables, that you may understand what I'm saying. Because God wants you to have knowledge and understanding. He don't want you just to come to church, sing in a choir, and make me feel good. Then I go home sad again.
When I leave here, I ought to be smiling with a smile on my face. I ought to be happy because I've come in fellowship with my brothers and my sisters, and we got joy now in our heart. You have lifted my spirit. He said there. But this the main thing, though. He said, teaching them to observe what? All things. Whatsoever I have commanded you. So I heard Jesus say one time, he said, I do nothing but what my Father say do. That's amazing, ain't it? He wouldn't change not one word from the scripture. He said, I only say what my Father say. We're supposed to be copycats of God. We're supposed to be copycats of Jesus Christ, led by the Spirit of God, supposed to teach us all things that God said, not what we want to say. I find faults and people want things their way. I find faults. See, if I got it, now watch this. If I got it, God wants you to have it too. If God gave me a dollar, he don't want me to go to the store and spend all that dollar on myself. He won't be spending with you. And if I buy something, he want me to give you the same thing I'm eating. But we don't like to humble ourselves enough to be like Christ want us to be. We like to, some of us like to be seen and uplifted. Some of us want to be put on a high pedestal that folks brag on you, say how great you are. But the only great one I know is Jesus himself. And I must say this, and I'm not great either. So just in case you got in your spirit and he think he's something, I'm nothing but a servant. I'm nothing but a servant. I don't take no notoriety nowhere I go. Anywhere I go, I'm humble servant. You can look at the, make a track. You never went nowhere. And they say, Lionel, sit down. He need to sit his tail down. That ain't going to happen to me. I go to funerals. See, I tell it like it is. You don't like, I can't help that. I got to tell the truth. I go to funerals. And when they come on that part of the program where they say expressions from family or friends or from churches, I drop my head and say, Lord, where your wisdom at? Where is your wisdom, Lord? And they say they got wisdom. Where's that? They just go on and on and on and on and on. And I'm sitting there suffering. What's going on now? We don't hear God? You mean the Holy Spirit ain't speaking to you and allowing you to say what he's saying, sit down? No, it's not, because you weren't allowed to do so. He said here, he said, teach what he say. And if you teach what he say, he's going to be with you always. He's going to be with you what? Always. Even until the end of the world. Now think about that. If somebody promised me they're going to walk through the jungle all the way to the other side of the jungle, I ain't worried no more. I'm going to walk proud because I know he's better than me. He's greater than me. He made all things. So he's going to protect me. And what people say about it, they just say things about you to defeat you. If you fall in that trap whereby they say, well, Rev ain't no good, well, look, watch this now. Well, you ain't no good either. Tell it like it is. You ain't no good either. And if they want to get hot around the collar, say, Jesus say ain't none good but the Father. So you didn't lie to them. But the Word. It's here before. He said he's going to be with you to the end. The Psalmist 23 says something about the Lord is what? And what about that? I shall what? And then it says something about he make me to lie down in green pasture, right? Listen at me good. I don't care how poor I am and how the rich man looking at me, what a God of he'll set down and put me in green pasture, places that's flourishing. Places that look like I ought to be dead, but life in me, I'm shouting when I ought to be crying. This is what God is saying to me. And then more than that, he said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why wouldn't I feel evil? The enemy's all ramming about me, trying to kill me, got arrows in their hand, but he can't harm me none. God got me. He got me. It can't harm me. You say, fret not thyself because of evildoers. You don't have to worry. God got you. If God got you, you're going to be all right. And they're going to try to starve you to death. But I heard King David say, I've been young. Now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken or God see big bread. They got this colon cacophony project going on today. The church don't want to hear that because that ain't the world. That ain't nothing but a sport. Ain't got nothing. Sin ain't nowhere in sports. It's in you. Just in case you didn't know, it's in you. Ain't got nothing to do with no ball. Ball can't sin according to this book here. Only thing that life in can sin. They painting that up like, oh, he's so bad. Well, I'm one of them enemies. Because I don't worship no flag, no national anthem. I respect it. I don't worship. They don't make me. They didn't never take this little measly woman that took the prayer out of school, had the prayer taken out of school. They didn't get on her. Why are you going to get on me? Because I say I want to be treated right. I want everybody to be treated the same. What you getting on me for? That's the way Jesus said do it. He said be at peace with all men. He didn't say let me whoop you and don't you hit me back. That ain't going to work. I heard them say they're going to send us back when Trump went in office. They're going to send us back. It costs too much money. And more than this, they not them young people. I mean, us young people, y'all. Us young people will not tolerate that. God got our back. Walk in righteousness, walk in peace, walk in joy, walk excited about God, and you ain't got to worry about that. See, if you walk with God, you ain't got to worry about where you're going to spend eternity. It's going to be with God. He said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you. But I'm going to come again. I'm going to do what? Receive you unto myself. Wherever I am, there you may be also. That he promised me that. And say, my reward is waiting on me right now. So I'm not worried about what he say, she say, they say. I'm concerned about what God say. If I don't do it God's way, I'm going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ according to the word of God. And I got to give an account. I'm going deeper than this. At this church, if I abuse you, misuse you, scandalize you, talk about you, don't you know I'm going to stand before God and tell God why I'm talking about you, why I'm abusing you, why I'm misusing you? I got to stand before him. That's in the scripture and give an account of it. Apostle Martin. Healer, prophet, I have to respect that. That's the gift God gave him. Preachers and teachers, God gave you that. I didn't give it to you. I got to respect what God gave you. If I can't respect what God gave you, how can I expect you to respect me? The Bible says we are working together with Christ. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. But we'll run around here and belittle ourselves. I ain't nothing but an old filthy rag. Salvation already come. And you holler about you a filthy rag? That's an old covenant word. It's easy to be brainwashed, y'all. People throw things at you, you'll fall in that slot. And you'll be ignorant as they are. Paul told Timothy to keep from being ignorant, son, study. Study what? Study the word of God. If you study and let the word go in you, speak the word in you, it'll keep you wherever you go. It's our shield and our buckler. When I'm hungry, it'll feed me. Thirsty, it'll give me a drink, huh? When I don't have clothes to put on my back, it'll close me. The word. That's what God is saying to us. We got to admonish one another. We got to come to one another and nurse them to where they need to be. I come up in the church all my life. I've been in the church house. Did y'all hear me? I don't want you going around here lying on me. I was in the church house all my life. I had to go. But I wasn't in the church. Because what I was doing, church, real church people don't do is. And I know all church ways. You can't fool me with church ways. I know how to get up and talk, and I know how to get you rhymed up and get your mind off what it's supposed to be on. And get you to thinking like me. I know all that. Satan taught me that. So they don't get on you and give you no round. Act just like them. Even though you ain't got nothing what they got. Act like them anyway. It's easy to do that. But then, watch this. There's an unseen eye. Looking at everything that you do. Listening at everything that you say, huh? Watch this now. You're going to have to stand before him and give an account for every hour of thought. Oh, God. Did you hear what I say? Watch this. If in your mind you said this, I know anybody here said that, he ought to sit his tail down. I know anybody say that in here because I don't like him. Well, you got to stand before God and give an account why you say that, and I did you no wrong. So you got to give an account of it. According to the book I read, you got to give an account of that. And if I did do you wrong, you ought to have guts enough to come to me and say, well, Pastor, you hurt my feelings. And you showed me to it in the scripture where I say I hurt your feeling, and I get on my knees right in front of you and apologize to you. But if you don't see it in the scripture, don't come to me. Please. Don't come. Reading I said like that, I've been stoned. I've been in the rain. I've been tortured by church folks. And I made my mind up. Never no more. Do your job that God sent you to do. Leave other folks' jobs alone. Huh? Take care of that which God has given you. Be a good steward over what God has given you, and you pass on to faithful people. He said, if you do that, you ain't got to worry about nothing. He said to us, God help us. And the things that you heard from me, preachers, evangelists, disciples, among many witnesses, people heard you say, they heard me teach you. They heard what I had to say. I've been jumped. I'm just letting it go. I've been jumped and accused at this church of being one-sided. When I wasn't saved, I treated everybody the same. Now that I'm saved, I treat you a little better. And I read in the scripture one time what the book says, do good to those, huh, that despitefully use you, say all kind of bad things against you, be good to them. And he said, be good exceptional to the house of God. I try to obey that. We sang the song about when I see Jesus. I'm going to say amen. It's a lot of us going to see him, Brother Scott. Ain't going to say, ouch. Why would Jesus say false prophets if it wasn't true? Why would he bring that up unless y'all look at him like you look at me as being a liar? Why would he say false prophets? Why would he say we're going to be judged by the word if it ain't true? Thing, commit to faithful people. Watch this. And if me and you don't agree, I love you, so that's why I'm messing with you. If we don't agree with the word, I ain't going to give you a word because you ain't faithful to me. Did that make any sense? It's right there in the book now. It said committed to faithful people. If you don't agree with me, you're against me, and I'm not going to give it to you. If I give it to you, God's going to curse me for giving it to an unfaithful person. I want to give something, my mantle, to somebody that's going to take off with it and use it the same way I'm using it to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Elijah ascended, Elisha was there taking care of his livestock and stuff. And he told Elijah, Elijah, let me go kiss my mama and my daddy, take water my animals, and I'm coming back and I'm going with you. And when he got back, hear me now, Elijah was ascending up into heavens and he dropped his mantle to Elisha and gave him a blessing. But guess what? He was faithful. He was faithful because he told, I'm going to follow you. I don't care what it costs. I'm going to follow you. Now, this is an earthly man, y'all. This ain't no spirit. This is an earthly man. He said, I'm going to follow you. I don't care what it costs. I'm going to follow you. Is we got any faithful people anymore in the world? Has committed their ways to follow Jesus? In regards to what the cost is, I'm going to follow him anyway. I would say Lionel, but I know I ain't going to bring that up. I say Jesus, make it better. Because people look at me as just being another somebody. Just another person. I talk to her all the time. I say, Bae, I say, when you see me coming, tell her all the time. I say, Kiki, when you see me coming, baby, I say, you're supposed to throw your coat on the ground, throw your palm leaves on the ground, and receive me unto yourself. Yeah. What else that I say is in the Bible, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, they did all that. He wouldn't even let his foot touch the ground. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm a journeyer with Jesus, my brother, according to the book. You're supposed to welcome me with open arms. The book tells me, now I'm not talking about what you say. The book tells me when I'm on, only time I stop not to salute a brother or sister is when God sent me on a mission. I have people to tell me, say, you like to hug. That's just my nature. When I wasn't saved, I was hugging. Squeezing some a little tighter than other. Hallelujah. He said, the same word that my father gave me, that Jesus gave it to the disciple, he said, committed to faithful people. Right. People that are going to go do the work. Why would you put me in a position I can't handle it? Do that make any sense? So you give somebody that can handle it. Give them the whatever God got for them. And And we're coming to a close, but I want to, in John 17, and we'll soon be through. John 17, starting with verse 6. I'm going to read it and run speedily over. John 17, with verse 6, starting by, I have manifest thy name, Jesus talking to the Father, unto men which thou gavest me out of the world. Jesus said, you gave me these people out of the world. I let them know who you were, that they were thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. What you think I'd be wanting y'all to do? Keep the word of God. Uh-oh, just jumped in my mind. I don't know. The devil told me what. I'm the only one in here. All of us as preachers can preach the gospel. But I'm the only one in the church got the authority to teach, tell the congregation what to do. You can preach to a wall shake. You can't tell them what to do. You can't instruct the congregation. I'm the only one who can do that. Instruct the congregation what to do. Nobody else in the church can instruct the congregation but the pastor. You can teach all the righteous, all the spirit, all the holiness, and all that's in. That's why we work together. But the instruction got to come from the pastor. He said here, for now, they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. It's come from you, God. Father, I ain't changing nothing. They know it, and I taught them, and they not even caught on. Everything that I did come from you. For I have given unto them, listen good, this is the word, I ain't taking away or no adding. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Is that in y'all Bible? And they have what? Received it. And have known surely that I came out of from thee. We speak the same language. It's something strange about Smith. He's saying everything Jesus said. I'm supposed to. If I ain't doing that, I'm out of order. And they have believed that thou did what send me. I believe, because I heard it in the scripture. I heard it in the Old Testament. I heard it from Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. I heard about it. Now I believe it. Those people that died and preached, they believe. And when Christ fulfilled the promise, they were received by God. And it said that, listen to this good. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Oh, Smith, you low down. But for them which thou hast what? Given me, for they are thine. Watch this. Watch this. Many times we be praying for somebody that's running loose and wild. This prayer was for his disciple, his apostle, that they have the strength to stand in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation and shine as lights in a sin-darkened world. That's what he's praying for. Now, we can personally, not in the congregation, go before God at home or in the field somewhere and tell God, Lord, would you stop my son or my daughter, or my brother, and let them know who you are? You could do that to your God there. And on your behalf, your righteousness, your truthfulness, your faithfulness to him, he'll stop them out there, but he ain't going to change them. Did y'all know that? They had to submit to him before he changed them. How you think you came? They got to submit. I got to confess before God forgive me. See, everything you gave me is yours. In all minds, I what? It's yours still. And thine are mine. I am glorified in them. I look good because they're faithful and they obeyed the word to the T. I look good. Now, y'all make me look good when y'all sing like that. Well, I stick my chest out. That's all God's saying. When you obey and sing and praise God like you should, oh, I stick my little chest out. I feel good. It makes you feel good. The battle, it ain't mine. It's God's battle. I want the world to know it ain't my battle. I want the nation to know. Lionel is just a servant of Jesus Christ. Herman submitted his will to God. And the Lord going to take care. It says, and now, God help me, and now I'm no more in the world. This is Jesus talking, y'all. But these are in the world. Now, I got to go home. Dad, I'm coming home now. But I'm going to leave them here. I got to leave them here. They ain't take time yet to come. I got to leave them. Now, watch what he said. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name. Keep them. Those whom thou hast given me. You gave them to me. But I got to finish my journey. I got to finish my job. So I need you to keep them for me. That they may be one as what? Now look at, did y'all see that in y'all Bible? Be one like we one, huh? The Father and the Son is one. And Scotty, he said, for us to be one. And God really loved triplets. Did y'all know that? God loved triplets, huh? He want God and Jesus one, Christ and God one, and me and you one. He like triplets. I like them too. That's why everything is not on my shoulder. It's on our shoulder. It's on our shoulder. Now, look what it says. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, and they may be one as we are one. Watch this. While I was with them in the world, listen, I kept them in thy name. Those that you gave me, I have kept. What? Satan didn't take nobody from God? Why are we running around here hollering about the devil gonna get you? Church folks say that. How you say that? Come on now, y'all be real with me. How you going around here hollering about the devil gonna get you? How he gonna get you? Now this Jesus talking now. I'm talking about what he said. How the devil going to get you and you belong to Christ? You need to read it. You need to read it. See, and none of them, what? Smith, don't you say that. You're going to make somebody mad. But the books say you get mad or not. And none of them is lost. Everybody that God got, the devil can't take. But the son of perdition. Now, you know who that was. Judas Iscariot. It was destined that he had to do what he did. You need to read the history of it so you have a good understanding of it. You need to read his history. Even from the old covenant, way back in, it was prophesied that he had to do that. And he had to go through with it. It said that the scripture, Daddy, may be fulfilled. God help us. That's what he's saying. Scripture may be full of fear. And it is. It is. And now, come I to thee. I'm coming to you now, Daddy. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And I have given them thy word. And the world have hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And y'all run around here. Now listen to me good. Get a little warm, but ain't gonna hurt you, though. I tell them to cut the air on a little higher. You're running around here worrying about what this and say and that and say. Stop that foolishness. They can't take you from Christ. They can't harm you. They can't do nothing with you but talk. I've overcome the world. The world gonna hate you. Don't you ever believe in your heart the world love me. Now, hold it. If Smith ain't in the word, any hypocrite in the world will love me. Because I'm going along with their program. But if I don't go along with their program, they're going to hate me. That's out of Christ's mouth. That's out of Christ's mouth. That wasn't out of my mouth. It come through me, but it's out of Christ's mouth. The world going to hate you. So if people hate you, Don't give them the joy of knowing that you're aware of it. Y'all hear me? Don't make them feel good. Let them feel bad. Let them feel bad, y'all. Don't give them that joy. Don't give them that joy. If barely hating me, what's the old man? Man, come on the show with me. I know you don't like me, but I'm just... This is what God wants. This is what he wants. He wouldn't tell us that he even wants to do that. I thank God for you today. That commission, what we talked about, come from God. If I tell you to go to Rapid Journal this evening, just go. Don't ask me no question. Just go. Just go. I don't need to be questioned. Just go. That's all we're saying today. The Great Commission has been given to all of us. Not one of us, but all of us. I'm no greater than none or nobody in this building. But what I'm doing the will of him that what sent me. My reward is waiting on me. I will not miss my reward for the foolishness of this world. He say, we used to sing that, Dawson, Pilgrim Travelers, I believe. He say, she say, everybody say. Now watch the end of this. Somebody's lying. God, not lying. Whatever he say, let's just do. That when he do break the clouds, when he break those clouds, now this is a promised covenant. He say, every eye gonna look on him, Dr. Martin. We're gonna see him. And if you're doing anything that you shouldn't be doing, keep doing it. It ain't gonna help none at all. Just keep doing it. But I tell you what. At the moment, in your conscience, you say, Lord, I walked out of order just that second, the very second, forgive me, Lord. Yes, sir. Meaning in your heart, you clear again. Yes, sir. That's why the thief on the cross, y'all. That's right. One of them said, Doc, say, Lord, if you be the Lord, if you be God, get down and take us down too. But the other guy, watch this, yes, sir. Never got in the water. Right. I'm trying to show you something. Never been baptized. I'm trying to show you something now. He said, look, that's what we getting now, what we going through this punishment, we deserve that. This man has done no wrong at all. And then this man say, Lord, when you get in your kingdom, remember me. Now watch what he said. This day, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. He let me know I don't care how bad I was yesterday, I can be good today. Y'all hear me? It doesn't matter. I don't care what I did yesterday. Ain't got nothing to do with right now. The moment I acknowledge that I messed up, all I do is talk to him and he'll straighten up. Y'all don't know how we bless y'all. Shall we continue sin that grace may abound? Watch this. See, you need to study that. I look stupid when y'all don't study the Bible. And I get up and say these things, I look stupid. When I say continue sin, don't keep practicing cussing. Stop practicing cussing. Every now and then a cuss word might come out your mouth, but don't worry about it. Just say, forgive me, Lord. But when you just stay in it, that means you denying the very existence of God. Maybe one today. Might be one. Ready to give their life to Jesus. He's waiting. He's happy. He's exalted. He's just waiting to do something. He want to do something so bad with us. Oh, Lord, it's a miracle. He wants to come now. Whoever will. Whoever desired to come, come. I heard him say, I don't care what the faults and the failures are. If you confess it, I forgive it. But you got to confess it. Will I?
God bless you. We hope that.